Greatness for me is purpose. If you find your purpose, you're going to give purpose to others. Mm. Whatever level, you know, of society you are, or whatever experience that you go through, you are going to maximize your, you know, life's experience only if you find a purpose.
I'm always very confident in myself. I think that confidence is derived from self-belief. Self-belief is derived from, I guess, clarity that you have, and clarity that you have is derived from the love and joy for what you do, what you choose to do in your life.
There's a great quote about this one. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever in life you envision to do, you got to be disciplined.
Yes.
You know, discipline spiritually, discipline in sports, in whatever, in your family, in your relationships. So very early, I think, and my parents and my tennis mother, Jelena Gencic, they've deeply ingrained that discipline in me. And then I knew, I mean, already 7, 8, I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I was really fortunate to be surrounded with some amazing people that are experts, you know, in tennis and sports, but also psychology and how to manage, you know, young people and actually steer the early childhood development in the right way. One of them was Jelena Gencic. She passed away 10 years ago, and I like to call her my tennis mother. And she taught me that it's important always to have a goal in life and to have clarity, because goal brings clarity, and clarity brings discipline, and right attitude, and perseverance and resilience. So she taught me about the holistic kind of multifaceted approach to life.
My greatest weakness is, and greatest strength at the same time, is the ability or inability to comprehend things on a deeper level. To be more concrete, I feel I'm at my best when I understand that the power comes from within, and that I can change everything inside, whatever is happening outside, whether it's tennis court, whether it's relationship with my closest ones, whether it's whatever it is, I can solve it inside, because I can change the vibration and frequency that I'm resonating on, and then the reality changes.
Andre Agassi, yes, is my coach now, and I'm proud to have him in my team. He always says, you know, in tennis, you work from top backwards, from basically setting up a goal, and then you work your, yes, way back. And it's just, you know exactly the whole season, how it's going to look like, because you know, okay, this is what I want to, this is my season goal. So, and then let me work my way back to this moment. Between winning the first slam, I felt like I was, wow, I was playing for the wrong reasons. I was playing because I wanted to achieve, I wanted to lift trophies, I wanted to do this and that. I didn't, and that's okay, but that's secondary. The first, you know, the primary, so to say, motivation needs to be what inspired you to start playing, what made you fall in love with the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the love, the joy, the passion for it, to play it, you know. And so I all of a sudden became the kid that I was when I started. And that's I felt so much,
you
so
dance,
much
you
power
play,
and energy, and I just, exactly. So I never looked back after that.
Tennis has allowed me to have a stage in which I can communicate with the youth, particularly that I'm kind of focused on, and also through our foundation here in Serbia, and motivate them to be the best they can possibly be, to believe in themselves, to believe in their dreams, believe anything is possible. And that's something that is very dear and very important to me. I feel there is a much greater mission in life than in tennis, than just winning a tennis trophy.
I feel that through sport, people get closer to each other. Sport has power to unite, as Nelson Mandela used to say, and I truly believe in that.
I'm very grateful that I have, you know, closest people in my life that still support me on this great mission, and understand that. That's the journey that has chose me. I honestly do believe that also journey chooses you, not just the other way around. So I think that I still have things to do here in the sport, and I believe I can win most slams and
break the record for longest number one. And I believe those are definitely my clear goals. But at the same time, they're not the only thing that motivates me on a daily basis. It's not sustainable. It doesn't fuel me every day. What fuels me every day is something that is more related to my growth, personally.
I had a breakdown, and I remember going first to my parents and talking about this and that, and I cried, and I don't know if this is worth it. I don't know if I should keep going. So I went to my coach at that time, Marian Vajda, and my one of my best friends in life and my former physiotherapist, Milan. And I was in their room, and I remember sitting on the floor, and I just, again, I had another breakdown, and I was saying, I don't know. And they were like, okay, you know, take your time, and just let's first, okay, breathe and let's calm down, and then let's look back, you know, and they were really, really wise for telling me, like, let's go look back first, you know, why did you start playing this sport, and the whole thing, you know, and do you love it? You know, do you still feel, you know, leave aside what you want to achieve,
yeah,
what you want to do,
the passion for it.
You know, but do you really like holding racket in your hand? And then I'm like, actually, I do. I love holding a racket in my hand, whether it's a Grand Slams, you know, center court finals, whatever, or it's just a normal, you know, public court. I still like playing for the sake of playing. They're like, well, that's your source. That's what you need to tap into. And it's take a little bit of time. And literally, you know, they thought it's going to take a few weeks. Next day, I'm like, okay, I'm back on track. Let's go. Let's keep going. And I never looked back.
I was quite convinced that everything will be fine. And after that, I'll keep on going. I'll keep on, you know, dominating the tennis world, winning matches. And then I realized that it's not really like that. And then I realized that I came to the stage of my life and my career where I had to dig deeper and understand myself on a much deeper levels than what I have had till that point. And I've put a lot of weight in my life and people around me in their lives on winning the French Open and completing the four slams. But I think I probably put way too much weight on that, meaning happiness would be dependent on me winning or not. And then I realized that when I won, I was happy. I was achieved something that I wanted to achieve for so many years, but I was not fulfilled fully.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Something was lacking. It was some dark place where there was some little child hidden in the corner, crying and asking for attention, but not in a way through achievements, but in a way through, you know, emotions, through other ways of communication. Well, I realized that because of my devotion to tennis and because of the way that got me to achieve those things up to that point, I left that inner child aside, and it didn't grow with me. And in other words, I did not dedicate enough time and proper way of addressing and treating myself on an emotional level, so I didn't grow up emotionally as much as I did tennis-wise.
And that's when I started addressing that a bit more. And then I had to endure through that journey, and then my tennis results were suffering more after that. I got injured as well. And I'm super glad that I've done that. I just focus on appreciating and understanding and accepting that something happened, and it happened for a reason. I am a more mature, more grown person inside. I'm, I think, more enabled to deal with my emotions and deal with everything that life has to throw at me. When I became a father, I really never knew how much more I can love, and the dimension of emotion and love that I experienced that day when Stefan came to us. It was just inexplicable and incomparable to anything else that I have personally experienced, achieved in my life. And I'm sure Yelena will say the same and agree. Anybody who is a parent understands the amount of love and support and dedication, unconditional love that you feel towards your child, and the responsibility. And your life just completely shifts and turns around upside down. You never know. Life is full of wonderful surprises, and we are so blessed to be parents of two angels that are our teachers. They teach us how to stay in the moment, how to be present, how to be joyful and playful. They awaken our inner children that we've abandoned for years. Parents, obviously, I mean, they teach you about some fundamental things in life. They made us realize, how important it is to have the awareness about what, how you spend, how you save. But I think also the circumstances in which we grew up, going back to the situation where my dad put 10 Deutschmarks on the table, that's all you had. So I think also those circumstances in the environment taught us big lessons about money, and money being something that you have to value, that you have to respect, because you have to earn it, you have to work hard for it. And when you do, it doesn't belong to you. You know, it's just a meme that goes through. Address certain emotional, issues or traumas or whatever it is that tend to appear on the court. Emotions of this anger still are today present in everybody. But I worked on myself, I must say, and all those emotions to forgive, because you need to forgive. Finally, how can you be fueled more by anything but by love? And love is forgiveness. And that's my philosophy of life. And as hard as it might be, but at the end of the day, you can, and I think you should forgive, because you have to move on. If you're stuck in that emotion, what are you going to make out of your life? I mean, it's always going to hold you back. It's always going to hold you down, not just professionally, but privately, emotionally.
Some people maybe are stayed stuck in that emotion of maybe hatred and just revenge type of feeling. I am not, and I don't believe that's the right thing to do, because then you feel like you're a prisoner of your own emotions in your life, because you can't blame anyone. You can't blame people of any country for what has happened, because it's not their fault. It's some maybe decisions of some head of states or militaries or whatever. I mean, it's. In the end of the day, if you carry this for all your life, does it really make any change for you? Is it going to enrich your life? I mean, it's not. So you might as well let it go.
Vulnerability is a beautiful thing. It's when you're vulnerable, then you are emotional, then you're free, then you're kind, you're loving. So vulnerability is beautiful to show, especially for men. I see men a lot of times they don't show their vulnerability, because particularly in sports, because you have to be macho, you have to be strong. But I think, that shows me the weaknesses that I have, and the path that is still ongoing
that will probably never stop. Path of self-realization, of self-development and growth, and self-love, finally. But, you know, it takes a lot of effort, you know, every day. I try to, you know, always tell myself, be open-minded, be open-hearted for learning from anybody. It doesn't need to be Rafa and Roger only, or it might be any, you know, someone that is ranked outside of top 100. I feel like life is a continuous learning journey. Because you need to have open mind in order to forgive, in order to move on. I mean, if you have a closed mind, I mean, it's really hard to learn anything. Believe in love, believe in this universal force that binds us together, that unites us all. And when you open your heart and you open your mind, then you are, you know, more prone to improve and love and bring people closer and understand. I think most of the conflicts and wars that happen today is because there's no understanding of really, like, there's a lot of religious wars in the history of humankind. Because there's no understanding. It's because I'm better than you, and you know, my God is better than your God, or whatever it is. It's like, you know, I don't think that's the future that we want for our humankind and this planet. I learned that when you expect the least, that's when, you know, life will give you something to work at internally. I really feel my relationship became deeper, more significant, more intrinsic. And I realized actually up to that moment that the relationship with some of the closest people in my life were quite superficial and shallow, because I just didn't know how to handle that.